2016, it's roughly 308. Members present are councilperson Street, Bell, Tackett, Kilpatrick, Cartier, Diller, and Councilman Smiley, co-chair of finance. Piece of housekeeping before I move on so I don't forget. If anyone has any additional amendments, we have three in front of us today, please try to, I understand there are no restrictions, but try to get them to Betsy as soon as you can so we can make sure that we've got the rhythm going on council as well. Those of you that have, I think everybody here has been through the budget, I want to make sure that I don't shoot past anything on budget night. So if you have anything coming, please get it to Betsy as soon as you can. Okay. Start with, we will go through, just want to touch base on and see if there are any questions. Amendment number one to resolution number 16-067. And what this does is it adjusts the capital program budget and change, it pushes the amounts out and changes them from 2018 through 2022. And this is as a result of, and we will get to this as well, the addition of two capital projects, the Southern Sewer Service Area and the Delaware City Sewer Expansion. Any questions or comments on this?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Just some explanation on Southern Sewer Service Area, $2 million.
Wayne Merritt, Acting General Manager of Special Services. A couple weeks ago, I believe, at Special Services Committee hearing, we did a presentation on the Southern Sewer.
Yes.
The Corps.
Yes.
There was a segment, there was a plan that came in after we began our initial capital budget, which is within the core area. So this is going to line to that location. $2 million, large enough, size large enough, should something happen later on in life. But for the time being, it will have us be able to meet our commitment.
What's the name of that major subdivision plan?
Calling a friend on this one.
Jason Zern, Special Services. I believe right now it's called Whispering Woods.
Okay.
That's right, yeah.
It's in over 55.
Whispering Woods. Yeah. All right. Also, one thing to clarify, these three amendments, none of them go to the point of increasing, changing the capital or operating budget. The numbers originally submitted remain the same. Amendment number one, the ordinance 16-029, which we've actually discussed some of, it realigns the funding of the capital budget to increase the projects from 66 to 68, adding, again, the Delaware City Industrial Sewer Expansion and the Southern Sewer Service Area.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes the titles are, you know, kind of associate things, and I know it's referring to use near the refinery, but to the best of my knowledge, this would take any area actually south of the town of Newcastle down along River Road, because there's some industrial areas there that are zoned properly for development, but they have no sewer. And so it's not just, I guess maybe the Route 9 corridor between Newcastle and Delaware City is some of the area I know that, yep, that we're looking at. Is that correct?
Okay. Thank you for clarification. Okay. Anything from any other members of council? Okay. Next, we have amendment number one, I'm sorry, to ordinance 16-030. And this authorizes this ordinance provides additional funding of $77,395 for the Ethics FY17 budget. I listened, despite what some people may think, I listened to all the comments that were made last week. I listened to the concerns from my fellow members of council, and of course, taking into consideration what my concerns were. And what I thought I heard around the table was everyone agreed that the Ethics Commission should have access to the funds that they needed, or that they anticipated needing. The other part of that was they didn't want them to have to come back to council to seek approval. So, hearing that, I propose this amendment, which splits the cost between the county executive contingency and the county council contingency to provide the Ethics Commission with an additional $77,395 with an additional part to it, which hopefully will entice them to continue their responsible way, which they have been. I mean, I was the one that said previously for 5 years they returned money. Hopefully they'll continue to be able to do it this year. Hopefully people will think a little deeper before they file an ethics complaint, just to be that it's an ethics complaint, not for their own personal satisfaction. So with that, any funds that left over will automatically go to the Summer Youth Employment Program. I felt that was a good way to make sure that the money didn't go, that it did go to a good cause and didn't just go back into a general fund or somewhere else. And this doesn't change the budget either, and it doesn't take away from any of the other budget lines and departments or anything else. So that's the amendment that I'm putting forward. Councilwoman Capaccio.
So, first of all, I'm just not sure that I like the fact that the $38,000 comes out of council contingency, because this was not a decision that we made to not fully fund them in the beginning. I mean, if it had been put into the budget to begin with as they requested, then it would have just been divvied up out of the general fund like everything else was. So I'm not sure that I feel that we need to be responsible for 50% of that. The other thing is, if we do this and we get to the summer youth employment, I'm going to presume that some way there would be an accounting so that we would have it deducted equally from the county executive contingency and our contingency, so that all of the extra money goes in.
This becomes part of their operational budget. They can access it without coming back to council. So in essence, they've got one total amount there. Whatever's left goes.
Part goes
back there. Part comes back here.
Okay.
Councilman Cartier.
I'm listed as a co-sponsor and I am supporting this.
And Lord knows, I hope there's a lot left over. Councilman Tackett.
Me too. Just Aaron, I too initially had concerns over pulling it out of our contingency, wondering why we were giving money out of our contingency, and you know, should have just been put in the budget. It should have been there from the get-go. So obviously, when something like that arises, you need to do your due diligence. I started on the path Friday and spent this morning looking for an alternative. Was not able to come up with a better alternative, so I was conscious.
And I'm going to say, quite honestly, I wasn't and don't ever want to be in the meetings between the departments and the finance department when they're working on the budget. And I had several conversations with people on each side. Whether, quite honestly, I think they left the room without an understanding. I think the understanding was they were going to need more money. It would be available. And that was from day one, that the funds would be available, which they were made available in this budget year, but not placed, I think, where the breakdown was. One side thinking they're going to be made available, thinking everybody was in agreement. The other side thinking it's going to be available, it's going to go into our budget. And it didn't, you know what I mean, in the budget line, and it didn't work. But whatever, we were where we were, I was trying to find a way, and quite honestly, to satisfy my concern, because I did not want to take an anomaly, and I believe this was and continues to be, hopefully, that has increased the cost and put forward a budget that's $77,000 higher, and then next budget cycle, hopefully things return to normal, and then what are we reading? we've cut the Ethics Commission budget by 70-some thousand dollars because it would, you know, hopefully return back when it gets to normal. So that was my concern, as I stated the last time, with inflating the budget because of an anomaly. This way, again, council was adamant about them being able to access the money without coming back. This does that. My concern was not ingraining it so that it would appear that we were cutting our budget in the future. This does that. And I said, and the icing on the cake is whatever's left goes to the youth summer employment program. Anything further? Okay. That's the amendments. Is there any questions or comments or discussion on any other part of the budget?
Well, transfer tax holds up. We don't go through the budget with the state.
And again, Councilman Hollis wasn't in the room. I apologize. Councilman Collins is now here. I just want, and he has been here for this part of the discussion, I do want to, again, just stress, if anyone has any more amendments, I respect your right to privacy, whatever you want to call it, but just make sure Betsy has it in time so that she knows and we can keep the moving parts going for the budget meeting. Councilman Street.
I had corresponded with you and the co-chair and the president about the possibility of me bringing forward an amendment to increase the number of employees who work in park maintenance. And my reason and rationale for contemplating that was, it's my fault. Start there. Because all the way back to the Coombs administration, I said, as a matter of fact, ING Direct put the money in improving some of my parks, and I didn't even go to the ceremony. And I told county executive then, don't do improvement in my parks because you can't police them. They belong to the drug boys, and as far as I'm concerned, you can plow them under. Well, as a consequence, over a period of time, some major maintenance issues developed, and so within the last month when there was a murder in the park, I went out and then I got out of off my butt and got out and went in the park from the pathways. And when I was parks director, I stopped everything in the city once upon a time for far less situations. So administration immediately acted on that, but my concern was you've increased the size and responsibility for parks, large parks, and some of the parks have not been maintained to the standard that they should be. So it's not just now a parks issue, it's a public safety issue. And I contemplated bringing forward an amendment, but administration has said to me that they think they can get the number of positions and be able to accomplish everything that needs to be done in the park without amending the budget. So I'm going to give deference to that and try to work that out with them. But I didn't want to have had that conversation, and if it's not able to be worked out, not let council know that there's still a possibility that I may come forward with a proposed amendment for you to vote up or down.
Okay, fair enough. Councilman Cartier.
Follow up with Councilman Street's comments. It's no secret that our parks maintenance section has been understaffed for quite some time. And I work with Paul Johnson up in the Brandywine 100 area, and they do a phenomenal job, even though they're very short-staffed. And I had a conversation with the CAO that I hope that in this budget cycle, the frontline employees that are parks maintenance, and I think there's mechanical equipment operator positions that are now funded and vacant, and in fact we would move forward to hire for those positions at least four or five of them to staff up in the maintenance section for parks. So I just want to second the concerns of Councilman Street, and I hope that the administration and the special services will fill some of those positions in park maintenance.
Okay. Councilman Street.
I mean, Bell, I'm
sorry. Okay. We're work very closely together. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On that same note, in the public safety budget hearing, I mentioned on record about RECOM, the Regional Communications Center for Police Communications. And I have spoken since with the Colonel and with the Chief Administrative Officer and Director Bryant about the fact that Chief Miller had originally requested for one additional police communications specialist in RECOM per platoon, and that was not submitted in the budget, was not approved by the administration. So they are revisiting that with the department. And the point that I make again is the fact that all the special deployments and special operations and targeted analytical policing and everything, and working closely with mutual aid with the city and other jurisdictions, you've got to have a person, sufficient personnel in that police communications to be able to communicate with them. And like I say, the Colonel has acknowledged that he feels that RECOM does warrant having some additional dispatch personnel in there. So there is some discussion going on. I don't know whether we'll get to an amendment portion, but as we discuss it further, I will certainly bring it back to council.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything from the public? Can I get a motion to dispense with the tentatively scheduled meeting for tomorrow?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Can I get a motion on this one?
So moved.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.